I love that song. Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with info that can save your life. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step is for everyone with a conscience to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. So you must not only listen to shows like this, but you must check things out for yourself, because that's the only way you are going to find out who's who in the zoo and who's really telling you the truth. We have many disinformers giving 90% truth and 10% lies, and of course the 10% lies are what's actually going to cause you to never get what you really need to know, so that we can stop these monsters from their obvious intention to totally enslave us. If you have not yet done so, I suggest you go to my website, drcarly.com, and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. If you click on the vaccine-induced disease tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site, you will find the diagrams I developed back in 1999. The first diagram is the big picture of all diseases, and below those diagrams you will find a link to where you can listen to a lecture of me explaining the diagrams. My intention is to teach you not only how you got sick, but how you can reverse your disease, as well as make sure that you don't get yourself exposed to the toxins that they're trying to kill us with, to whatever degree possible, because obviously with something like chemtrails, you know, there's no way that you can hide from the air around us that we breathe. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that my number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. So if you're able to access me by the toll-free, please call me. If you email me, I may miss it because I get over 1,000 emails a day. So the best thing to do, especially if you want to discuss how I do consults, is to call me. Always remembering, of course, that I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you, to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Okay, there's the first break. We'll be back after the messages. And you're going to love this show, people. This has a lot of good news. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
And we're back with What's Ailing America. Let me just quickly finish my introduction. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at the Light of Day Radio Show. That's thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archive. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 877-488-5350. Very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on, so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. Please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. And also, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here, we're doing a fund drive so that we can keep Studio B on the air. Okay, the answer to my show for today is What's Ailing America? Suppression of technologies to heal the earth and humanity. And I'm very excited to have as my guest, as he calls himself, Tony of the Kilvert family. And he's written a book called Blueprints of Cosmic Consciousness. His website is awakeconsciousawareness.com. And this is what he says about himself. He started with an intuitive feeling in his heart and a question in his mind. There was a feeling something was wrong, and the question was, what's really going on? How many of us can say the same thing? This led him to begin to unwrap the lies and start a drive to find the truth about information on free energy. Once he learned that we do have these technologies, this led to the burning question, why then do we not have access to all of it? Like a rooted tree, he found that the reasons or roots take us to many areas or branches on a very big tree where the truth has always been hidden there in plain sight. We have been so programmed not to see what is truly there, and that we do see is not the truth.
some of these truths that he was able to uncover are here now for all to see, and the journey is to our real consciousness. And he wishes to pass it on to those of us that are hungry enough to learn about consciousness. Up until he started the search, he was like everyone else, existing in this well-made matrix and construct, which the book will help you to see has been done to us all. You cannot totally understand it until you look into it. Even if you think you know what is going on, come and see you didn't. Please take this challenge for yourself. It's not going to cost you anything, but it may very well save your life if you dare to accept the challenge of your life, and that is to become conscious. Tony was born in the United Kingdom, raised in an average family, but early in childhood had a knowing that something was wrong. And, of course, that's a massive understatement. What is important here is that we put our egos aside and begin to learn why, when, where, how, and who is behind the matrix we live in. His knowing is that we, as we become awake and aware, we can change everything if enough people just get it and start living in a conscious state of mind and reality. In other words, we can have a world of free energy, free transportation, peace, and finally can truly be free. We have all heard that the truth will set you free, and knock me down with a feather, it was true all along. So I am very excited to now bring on Tony Kilvert. Thank you so much for joining me, Tony. And I'm going to let you start wherever you'd like.
Thank you for having me, Rebecca. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show with you tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Practically, it's pretty much as it says in the book. I started looking into things that I didn't think were true because there was a nagging question in my mind as to whether or not this was real. And the deeper down the rabbit hole I went, the more and more came out in every aspect of our lives. Just everywhere. There's lies everywhere. And the more came out, the more I started piecing it together. And, that's why I'm here on your show tonight.
Well, I was on your show last week, and we spent quite a bit of time talking off air. And one of the amazing things that you have found in your research is the true cause of the pyramids. And if it's okay with you, that's where I would like to start. Another very knowledgeable researcher is a friend of mine by the name of Timothy Watson in Canada. Hopefully he's listening right now. I asked him to call in the second hour. And he has written some amazing music talking about sacred geometry and the capstone and the whole thing. But you were the first person I've ever heard not only talk about exactly what the pyramids were for, i.e. certainly not as tombs, that they are actually technology. And if you could go into that a little bit, explain what the pyramids are, why they were built, and why they're all missing their capstones now.
Absolutely, it'll be a pleasure. just for your readers' information, the first time I actually let this information out, I had MIBs all over me and black military helicopters and all sorts of things popping out. So this was the level of the information that they definitely didn't want out, and I can explain to you tonight the reasons why. I am just going to basically start with a simple observation. And what I'll do is try and link it together in people's minds in an easier way to understand. Okay, the easiest thing to start with is, before we look at what's actually going on with the pyramids, if you think of when when the moon comes close to the Earth, and there's like a high tide, for example. In other words, the moon has an attractive force towards the Earth and pulls the water towards it. I'm pretty sure everybody can sort of grasp that idea. So basically what the pyramids were doing, they were like intergalactic lenses focusing on other star systems with chambers and channels. And if you've ever come across any sort of research in a bit more detail, you'll find out that the pyramids were mirroring Orion's belt, for example. In other words, they were laid out as above, so below. In other words, they mirrored the stars. A bit more research and you'll find out that the majority of the pyramids are aligned to magnetic north. A bit more research and you'll also find out basically that there are several things that are wrong with the actual pyramids, but the capstone is missing, obviously, which you mentioned, and also found out that the actual walls of the outside of the pyramids themselves were actually highly polished. I think it was marble. And they reflected the sun. But there's lots of information on there, and people can go and look at the website to actually see that interview that went out on Sky TV and H Media. So, but it actually turns out that what these pyramids actually do is there is a force between every body in the universe, and I mean, when I say body, I mean moons, planets, stars, suns, etc. Now, if we all take a snapshot of the galaxy, we've been told before that it moves around in a swirling type pattern, in the same way as a snail shell has a swirling type pattern. And again, we've got the same principles there of the galaxy rotating in sacred geometric pattern. and it is really exactly that. It's as above, so below. So there is a repulsive and an attractive force coming from every planet in our solar system as we go round the sun, which is actually spiraling through the gap through space and time in the same sort of fashion. There is an attractive force holding all the planets going around the sun. We all know that, and it's the same force that the pyramids tapped into, and that's basically that provided energy, and it provided how can I put it? It's like a molecular bond. It strengthened the molecular bond between the planets, in this case Orion, and the planets on Earth. But what it actually did was harmonize the energy, and they turned it into electricity, and they turned it, and they had many other aspects of technology that that worked with this cosmic energy coming backwards and forwards. And, I mean, just for a basic outline, I'll just leave it there and let you comment on that, because there's a lot more, obviously.
So basically, I took some notes. I strongly suggest you all go to Tony's website, awakeconsciousawareness.com, and listen to the three interviews you'll find there on the pyramids, where he gives a lot of amazing information. But I hope I took these notes correctly, that you actually described the pyramids as capacitors that collect energy created by sacred geometry. Is that a good explanation?
It's a very good explanation, yeah, because, I mean, the attractive and repelling force, actually, there's a lot of crystal in the pyramid itself. And a lot of us know, if you use a piezoelectric lighter, when you compress a crystal, it builds up an energy charge, and when it clicks, it lets that energy go as a form of a spark. And it's a similar sort of thing that the pyramids were doing. They were resonating with the energies that I mentioned, the ley lines, the energy of the Earth and the energy of the solar system. And those two energies were pushing and pulling, tension and compression. And that was literally converting the pyramids into free electricity. Well, yeah, totally free electricity. It's coming from the planets and not from a power station, but it's free.
So how was this ancient technology created many years ago?
Well, the one thing I will say with that, I can't be absolutely certain for sure, but one thing I will say was with very, very, very advanced technology, with very, very advanced information that allowed the pyramids to be built. And there's not just pyramids on this planet. There's more.
Yes. Okay, sorry, there's the music. We're going to a break. We'll be back after these messages. And please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Today is Suppression of Technologies to Heal the Earth and Humanity with my special guest, Tony Kilvert. His website is awakeconsciousawareness.com. And before the break, Tony, we were talking about the pyramids. And it's amazing to me to learn everything I've learned from you. And there are a few others researching these things. And I always had a problem as a young child, you know, learning about history. and we were talking about the pyramids being, you know, built to bury the pharaohs, and you always ask the question, how did they do that? I mean, these are such monstrous structures. We believe that, you know, today we are much more technologically advanced than they were back in those days. How did they possibly do that? And I can remember in one of my history books, there was a diagram of a bunch of slaves, you know, dragging these gigantic rocks, and they had some kind of a system, and that's how they explained it. But of course, how did they build the pulley system to go as high as the capstone? I mean, the whole thing was ridiculous. But when you're in school, if you're in the brainwashing schools, which is, of course, the purpose of the schools, you know, you learn very quickly not to ask too many hard questions because you get shut right down.
Yeah, absolutely. As we just went to a break, I was just about to explain the fact that there are pyramids on other planets, and this is where it gets really, really wacky, because if you go to look at some photographs on Sedona and Mars, you'll find five-sided pyramids on Mars. If you look at the moon in certain details and look closely, and again, there's a lot of these links in the book, you'll find out that all the planets are linked together in that energetic, let's call it, or cosmic energy, let's call it, for the sake of terming it with something. And all of these, they're like, you can imagine the energy flowing between the sun and the planets and the rest of the stars as molecular bonds. So they're holding every other planet and every other system in place. So the only thing that what they needed to do for the human race to have this experience was take away all the knowledge that we had of what the pyramids were, how they were built, why they were built, and basically occult it. And occult doesn't mean, you know, some kind of strange magic stuff. It means hidden. That is the true term and the true meaning of the word occult. It's been occulted. It's been hidden. And in order to get us hooked on, you know, I mean, this is a long, long experiment that we've been on as a human race. Because what we've actually ended up doing is going into darkness and being cut off from this cosmic energy. It's been done deliberately because it's a really long story. We had to go away from being able to get our energy from other sources. We could initially download energy straight from the cosmos with certain equipment, and everybody would have had free energy, and there would be no control on humanity, and humanity could have, you know, thrived, which is what I believe has occurred. Well, I know for a fact now it has elsewhere. The human race, the technology that actually built the planets, has been there all the time. The problem is, it's just been hidden from us. And it's been hidden from us, not just this time around, but where my research takes me is pre-Aztec, pre-Incan, pre-Mayan, you know, pre-Egyptian, pre-Sanskrit. It's been taken from the human race and out of our database or our data bank, and it's been hidden in secret societies with Skull and Bones and Illuminati and the Vatican, the biggest of all, deliberately to put us through this program of living life under stress, duress, cut off from creation, cut off from our true knowledge of who we really are and why we're here. And it all goes back into that sort of giant experiment called the Genesis Program, which is what we're actually experiencing right now.
And who came up with this Genesis Program?
Oh dear. Well, pretty much on a spiritual level, we did. We had to experience it out for ourselves in order to experience what it was like to go into this darkness and then come back to full consciousness and wake up. And we've done it, and we're now coming back into consciousness, which is why this information is now coming out.
And as far as the pyramids go, the capstones were critical on the top of the pyramids, and actually it's very amazing. All you have to do is look on a Federal Reserve note, and it shows the pyramid with a missing capstone and the eye. So These psychopaths are giving us little clues everywhere. Apparently they get some kind of kick out of that. But obviously the reason the capstones were removed is because that cut off the transmission of this cosmic energy into the pyramids, which is necessary for them to be active. And who removed the capstone?
Let's just call it the elites for now, the industrial military complex, going back way, 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 way long time ago. I mean, the research that I've looked at, obviously it had to be done for us to experience the duality and the separateness of not being part of the cosmos like we were. But cutting along...
Okay, wait, hold on, Tony, because this is very important and we're at a break again. Sorry for the interruptions. We'll be back after these messages, folks. Stay tuned. What's Ailing America, where our answer today is suppression of technologies to heal the earth and humanity, with my special guest Tony Kilvert of AwakeConsciousAwareness.com. And please continue what you were talking about before the break, Tony.
Yeah, I'd love to, Rebecca. You were just pointing out how the Holy Grail or the capstone was, or basically is on your dollar bill. You'll also note that it's on the Israeli flag in two dimensions. And if you draw out the two-dimensional tetrahedron into 3D, you find that it's been hidden in plain sight all our lives. Because if you understand the knowledge of free energy and you understand the geometric construct of the universe, as I said before, the whole galaxy is in a geometric spiral. If you go outside and pick up an acorn and look at the geometrics in that, you know, there's geometric patterns in this, in everything, every single thing. If you look at a tree, a tree is a trunk growing out of the ground with the branches sticking out at the top to absorb the energy from the sun, but then there's the root system exactly sort of like reflecting as above, so below in a tree. You look at a leaf and look at the center of sort of like vein running through a leaf and see how it branches off on both sides. It's everywhere. I mean, it's not as if I could make this stuff up. It actually is everywhere. Two arms, two ears, two a nose with two nostrils, two legs. It's everywhere.
Yes, and you also mentioned something that I'm very much involved in researching, is the sacred geometry present in even snowflakes, which is really pretty mind-boggling when you think about it, because they're created out of water, they're only present for a certain amount of time, and the fact that that can happen just shows you how we must just be, just surrounded by this cosmic energy. What the pyramids did was to focus it, and that allowed free energy, and of course, the psychopaths that control the world, you know, we wouldn't need to buy their oil, we wouldn't need to have any of their products, really, if we had access to this. So obviously that's why the capstones were removed, so that this information and ability could be lost to humanity. Is that correct?
That's absolutely spot on, yes. There's a lot more to it, and there's a lot more rabbit holes leading off of this rabbit hole, but having said that, that is indeed correct. We wouldn't need gas, we wouldn't need oil, we wouldn't need petrol, would not ever need nuclear. Nuclear is abhorrent to life on this planet, which is one of the reasons that we've got nuclear power plants that have been put all over the place on fault lines, on, you know, all sorts of places. We're in trouble with this nuclear stuff. We've got to get it tidied up, and get it tidied up quickly.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the things you mentioned in your interviews, which I found fascinating, is that Russian scientists are doing a lot of research using pyramids, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a heck of a lot of research being done. One of the things that I've found out is that pretty much, I'm not kidding when I say pretty much everything they told us is wrong. The Newtonian physics that we based our entire flipping, reality on is actually flawed. If you look at a gentleman called Bruce Cathé, again, he's detailed in the book, and there's lectures by Bruce Cathé about how the nature of reality is actually harmonics, and it's harmonic resonance. And again, it's harmonic resonance, which is the exact thing that the pyramid was picking up on. But they've hidden all of this stuff, and especially with nuclear blasts, we are told that they can fire nuclear weapons all over the place and just have explosions popping up left, right, and center. It's wrong. It's completely and utterly wrong. They can set off certain nuclear devices at certain times, at certain places, with the astrological alignments being in a straight line. Bruce Cathay, and the information's the harmonic code. Look it up, people, please, and then you'll realize that, you know, this nuclear threat of ICBMs going all over the place is complete and utter fabrication.
And this shows how insane these psychopaths are, because, you know, from what you're saying, just the lineup of the planets on a certain day in a certain year or whatever could cause the harmonics to activate these nuclear plants and weapons, which is not something you need to push a button for. I mean, see, this is what people always can't wrap their heads around, because if they know all that we know that they know, then they must know that. So then how could they possibly create these monstrosities, because they're on the planet too, and they're going to be caught up in the mushroom cloud as well?
Well, this is the point. The people who have orchestrated this aren't all down here. This is where we need to get our heads around the fact that free energy also means, in certain areas, anti-gravity. So that means we've got free energy, we've got anti-gravity, and much more. But just that's going to be enough for people to wrap their heads around right now. Again, it's detailed in the book. You'll find Professor Jonathan Searle, you'll find Nikola Tesla, you'll find Hitler was actually looking for this technology, and he found it, by the way. Much more. There's much more to this subject. I would really seriously suggest people download a copy of the book. It won't cost them anything, and just work through it to the best of their ability while we can.
I just want to add in Iran as well, which explains to me why Iran is the real threat and why Israel is trying to get, you know, Iran blown off the face of the map, because Iran is in that area of the world, you know, the area where creation started. And obviously we know that they've got all kinds of sacred information, I'm sure, there as well, that hasn't been co-opted by the others to be occulted. I'm sure there's people in Iran that know about these things. And I think that they're trying to do the right thing. And that's the real reason that they're such a threat.
Well, this is a very, very complicated story, Rebecca. The easiest way I'm going to be able to explain it is there is something that all... There are many things. We don't need wars. It's only wars that keep us destabilized and basically shooting and killing each other. Now, wars are created, I'm afraid to say, pretty much deliberately. In fact, there's no pretty much about it. It is deliberate. If we've got UFO-type anti-gravity technology, which Mirhan Kesh, I believe you were referring to, has actually gone public with to countries all over the world and put on seminars and everything else. I'll just mention that again for the listeners. Mirhan Kesh, K-E-S-H-E. And if you go to the Kesh Foundation, you'll find information on this technology and what they've gone public with, because they're trying desperately to tell the world that we have free energy, we have anti-gravity, and we don't need multi-billion dollar warplanes to go and blow each other up with. And this is the consciousness I refer to. Once you understand we've got these solutions, we don't need the problems anymore. And that includes death, that includes disease, famine, and war, and lack of anything. And money is just another construct in that construct. Like religions, I'm afraid. Religion. To realign the legions against each other in wars.
Exactly. And you had mentioned that NASA is a show being put on to hide what's really going on. And
yep.
The way I described NASA, and I'm always making sarcastic jokes, but I had always said that perhaps the psychopaths were trying to find a way to escape the planet once enough people woke up and realized who was really causing all the problems. But
you know, that comment that you made in your interviews, that it's just a sideshow. I mean, that makes perfect sense. They're trying to make us believe that they don't already know what's going on out there, that they don't already have ways to get there, and that they haven't already gone there.
That's right. I mean, Ben Richard, his retirement due, he was in charge of Lockheed Martin's Skunk Works program. In his retirement, he actually said all the things that, he said, we have the technology to take E.T. home. And he said, we've got much more technology than you can possibly imagine. And I'll leave it up to the following generations to get that information out. Basically, that was the gist of what he was saying. Again, it's in the book. People can go and see it in the book and look at it right there.
Okay, well, please tell people exactly how do they get access to your free ebook.
Excellent, no problem. If you go to www.awakeconsciousawareness.com and just fill in the brief email situation, we can send you an email with part one and part two of the book there, ready for you to read and open your mind, because it will. The part two talks about medical situation and as well as the construct and what's going on. But the real biggie is part one, because if we've got free energy, we get freedom. We can travel anywhere that we want to go, and that includes off this planet. The point is, they have it, but they're not letting us have it, because they're keeping us on oil and on, unfortunately, nuclear and gas, etc. But we have free energy, people. It's over. We had it way, 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 way back when. But it was taken away from our knowledge, our understanding, our comprehension. Again, it's time to give it us back. That we are being put further and further and further into complete and utter destruction of America, of all the different countries. Everybody's being pressured by the bankers, which have just robbed everybody blind. And all of this is explained, a lot of this is explained in the book. But yeah, it's all about the banking, industrial, military complex that's hiding this technology and much, 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 much more.
Yes, and the listeners to Republic Broadcasting are some of the most awake and aware individuals on any station that I've ever done shows on. But I encourage all of you who go to Tony's website and start listening to his interviews and reading his book. You have to leave your mind open, because if you close off your mind, especially where religion comes in, you know, that's going to block you, and you're going to have to say, uh-oh, I can't read this. It's a sin to even read this stuff. It's ridiculous. That's how you've been locked up and kept as a slave. Because, in fact, you know, just going back into history, like I said, you were taught that these pyramids were tombs and that the slaves built them with a pulley system. It doesn't even make sense. So, you know, if you can accept that fact, then you can say, okay, so what else do they do, and why were they built? And I just find this information so uplifting, because that's when we reach critical mass, when enough people know this, the party's over for the psychopaths. And that's clear. There doesn't have to be, you know, a massive revolution. We just stand up and say, okay, open your library, Vatican. We want to take a look, especially the billions of Catholics that have been putting the money in the plate for all these centuries, only to have their children being, you know, sexually abused by the priest. Maybe they could demand that as a payback.
Absolutely. I mean, this is part of the problem. It turns out what we've actually done is given away our free will. Oh, I'll trust my president. Oh, I'll trust my prime minister. Oh, I'll trust the people in parliament. Oh, I'll trust the people in Brussels. I'll trust the men in white coats. I'll trust, you know, and you just wanted to give away your responsibility of your conscious, natural freedom. And that's where the crux of the problem is. If you're waiting for Allah, or you're waiting for God to come down, or Christ to save you, and these sort of things, it's all right. You're just putting off your responsibility to do something about it to somebody else. And that's how they've got away with this for so long. We have to decide to take back the keys. And, you know, we have to go with this ourselves. This is the point. We have it within us easily to save ourselves. And that's when the real information will start coming out. When we decide, no, enough's enough. you know, the police officers have been fooled into policing themselves. They're going to be policing their kids. You know, they're still putting vaccines in them. They're still eating aspartame. They're still eating genetically modified crops and all the rest of it. But they don't realize it. They're dumbed down. They're in the same construct as somebody else who's locked down and say, oh, I can't look at this because, you know, it's a construct, people. There has been walls constructed around your mind so you can't go there. You can't talk about this. You can't think about that. You can't do this. You can't do that. You need a lie sense to lie to your senses to drive a vehicle. You know, I need a passport to cross, you know, from this side of the ocean to the other. Again, it's all built on a construct of lies, including the law. It's all man-made. It's not God's law. It's not divine law. You know, it's crazy. It's all a construct. It's that simple.
Exactly. And not only that, but you see, I've realized for many years that the reason so many people, like you were mentioning, the police, who are protecting the psychopaths, believing that they must follow those orders in order to put food on the table, etc., they're actually propagating the destruction of themselves and their own children. It's totally insane. But once this information comes out, they'll realize, oh, I don't have to buy gas. I don't have to buy oil. I don't have to go to the doctor. So many I don't have to. And then all of a sudden, you can just live. You can do whatever you like, whatever you find to be, you know, sustaining to your own soul, you know, instead of going to these ridiculous institutes of higher learning, which are nothing more than mind-washing and brain control. I mean, it's going to change everything in a heartbeat. And this is such great...
Absolutely. Yeah, totally correct. This is the point. If people just get to the 100th monkey, which is basically, you don't even have to say to anybody to help wake them up. If you wake up yourselves, there's an energy field that resonates around us. Some people, you can see it in the form of on a body as an aura, and this field extends for a wide distance around us. And so if just more, if the square root of 1.2% or something silly, just wake up, it'll start naturally waking other people up. And the 100th monkey is a good one to go and check that information out. It is explained in the book, however.
Definitely. And another thing I was very excited to see on your website, that you're actually developing crystal charging sacred geometry pyramids. When do you think those will be ready, and what can those be used for?
Oh, crikey. It's a bit like saying, what can the pyramids be used for? There are many, many different things. But one thing that I want to mention, we were talking about molecular structure and stuff earlier. Well, the pyramid turns out to be 52.9 degrees. And that is basically the molecular resonant vibration of a water molecule. So, very interesting stuff. Sacred geometry again.
Okay, we're going to a break. Hold on. Definitely want to hear more about that. Okay, folks, we'll be right back, and we'll be taking calls in the second hour, so get ready to call in. I'm sure many of you have questions or comments. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is suppression of technologies to heal the earth and humanity, with my guest Tony Kilbert of AwakeConsciousAwareness.com. And I just got a message, Tony, from one of my loyal listeners. He writes, wow, in capital letters, if it wasn't your show, I'd have never even paid any attention to this sort of thing. And, of course, this is the problem that we have. It's the same problem I had 15 years ago when I started to try to tell people the vaccines were bad. They've been so indoctrinated and so distracted from what's really true that they've learned to think conspiracy theory, wacko nut job. You know, these are all the words that are used to describe people like us who have dedicated our lives to doing research, who know the truth, who speak the truth because of the evidence that we found. And that's why I'm so excited to help get this word out there, because, as I said, this is such uplifting information to know that the controllers lose control immediately. What are they going to do, pass a law that says we can't know this stuff? I mean, it's ridiculous. Once we reach critical mass of consciousness and people realize to the extent to which they've been hoodwinked, it's going to be really amazing what happens.
Totally, and I can't wait to get to that point, which is why I'm out, shedding the good information, because that's what it is. Again, there's so many different topics that we look at. Hermetic principles is one of them. If you look back and do some research on the founding fathers, you'll find they're all hermeticists, and they're all studying, basically astrotheology and these sort of things as well. It's really fascinating stuff when you understand that, hang on a minute, you know, the Earth, the Mars, Pluto are all going round the actual sun. And now that's a fact. We all know that, you know. So what's the big story? Well, the big story is that, you know, that's a real demonstration of the truth. Mars isn't going around the sun because it feels like it. Pluto isn't going around the sun because it feels like it. The moon isn't going around the Earth because it feels like it. It's caught in a energetic field. And it's all about energy. We're energy. A tree is energy. A plant is energy. Everything's energy. Matter is energy. But, it's understanding these principles as to how that came about. It's a bit like asking, how does a plant grow? Well, the sun hits the leaves and it absorbs the photonic energy, and it draws up moisture from the ground. It mixes the two together and it uses photosynthesis to grow and grow and grow and grow. But without the sun, it wouldn't grow. But let me just ask you on that note, who's flying up there with one of these secret ships, dumping loads of dollars on the sun to make it shine all the time? This is another aspect of it. You know, free energy's been right in front of our face every time we walked out the front door, but we didn't realize it. We were conditioned not to think that the sun is a force of free energy, but of course it is. You know, it's giving off this energy from somewhere, so where's it giving off the energy from? Now, lots of people will jump up and go, oh, it's nuclear, I know that. No, it's not nuclear. The whole nuclear thing has sold you down the road.
Exactly. Okay, this is a short break. We're going to be back after this message, and then we'll start to bring on callers. So if you want to start calling in, please do. We'll be right back.